I've talked to him on the radio show before, but last night was the first chance that I've had the opportunity to get to meet him at the Cigars, Women, and Weld Wine event. It's a big long title. But nevertheless, he's a trustee for the town of Erie. His name is Dan Wooge, and I welcome him back to the program. Dan, it was a pleasure to meet you face-to-face last night. Welcome back to the show.
Jimmy, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm gonna joke with you a little bit. It's Dan Woog, and I know you know that. I'm going to give you a hard time. We were joking about it last night.
Yeah, we were. Dan Woog.
Good to be here.
Yeah, Dan Woog. I messed it up, especially for your wife. I know she's listening, and she probably was screaming at the radio, so I wondered if you'd catch me on that. Dan Woog. she hassled
it's just
me.
It's fine. You know, I'm feeling good today, Jimmy. I had a great stogie last night, and I'm just have a little extra pep in my step today.
Very good. I don't ask and don't tell, but yes, there were a lot of folks enjoying the cigars at the event last night, and it was a fun time over at the Fort in Fort Lupton. Dan, last night you took the microphone there, and you made a big announcement. You currently serve on the Board of Trustees for the town of Erie. We talked to you during that Women of Weld debacle where the town of Erie were not going to let them meet in a town facility. You're on the Board of Trustees. You've been outspoken about kind of the direction that Erie was going and kind of been embarrassed by some of the antics of your town. You made a big announcement last night. What was that?
Yeah, thank you. I've decided to, with a lot of support, of course, I've decided to run for State House Representative for House District 63.
House District 63, now that is the district that's currently held by Representative Lori Sane, and Lori Sane is term limited. She's announced that she's running for a county commissioner seat now, so you're looking to replace Lori Sane. Give us the nutshell. Why is it that Dan Woog should be the one that replaces Lori Sane?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. I'm running because I believe we need to fight to get our state back on track. You know, it's become completely cliche for people running for office to proclaim this election is the most important of our lives. But look around Colorado. I really believe it is. You know, we have a radical liberal ideologue in the governor's mansion. He's pushing a leftist California agenda. And it's unacceptable for our state. It's unacceptable for my children. And I'm running because things that made America great are under attack by liberals.
Now, you live in the town of Erie. You've been an outspoken, you and Scott Charles have been kind of outnumbered on that Erie Town Council. Is Erie a microcosm of where the rest of Colorado's going, that it's a couple of guys like you and Scott fighting against all these elites out there? Or is your hope to push back the enemy and make some headway back in this state?
Well, let me answer the second part. There is hope. There's got to be hope. If we don't believe we can do it, we're never going to do it. So we might as well just fold right now. So the hope is there. I think a lot of the quiet conservatives are waking up now. Erie is the microcosm. You know, I've been fighting in Erie for quite a while now, since 2007. And the reality is Erie is just like the state. I mean, we have the board has flipped to be a completely, well, almost majority socialist board. And it, like I said, it's just unacceptable. I see in Erie, I'm already dealing with it here in Erie, and it's at the state level as well. So people need to wake up. I know they are. The voices are becoming stronger. And again, the belief has to be, and I truly, sincerely am running for this reason, because I believe we're going to wake up the silent Republicans, and they're going to start speaking up, and their voices will be heard.
That is the voice of Dan Woog. He has just announced. He announced last night and did it again on the program. He is now a candidate for the Republican nomination to replace Lori Sane in House District 63. Dan Woog, for those people who don't know you, give a little bit of the background of where you come from and who you are and what you do.
Yeah, well, as we said, I'm a trustee in Erie, and I've been doing this since 2007. I've served on other commissions here, and I want to touch a little bit on what's going on and what I believe strongly in as far as going against this polis agenda. I'm a strong believer in preserving and protecting the Second Amendment, of course. As a responsible gun owner myself, I know that liberal ideas of gun control only make us less safe. The red flag gun laws are just a liberal attempt at gun control, incrementalism. So make no mistake, liberals want to take our guns away. They use phrases like common sense reforms. Well, common sense tells me that by definition, criminals aren't going to obey any laws, much less gun laws. So I want citizens free to protect themselves and their families. I'm a strong supporter of law enforcement. During my time on the Erie Board, I've consistently fought for more funding for our police. And if we can't keep our residents safe, nothing else really matters, does it? And the strong support of private property rights, of course, limiting size and reach of government. If we can keep the government focused on its central mission of roads, education, and public safety, we're all going to be better off. I think the list goes on and on, Jimmy. This is a big one for me because in Erie, obviously, the fracking fight has been, we're in the trenches. There's really no stronger supporter of Colorado Energy than me. Like I said, Erie has become ground zero for the Boulder attacks on Colorado Energy. And I'm proud to say that the liberal activists, they really don't like me. They don't like me because I've consistently pointed out the hypocrisy of people who enjoy a fantastic quality of life, in large part because of our easy access to abundant energy. So it's driving our economy. It's making our air cleaner by using more natural gas and less coal. And it's making our nation safer and more secure. So I'm going to continue to fight the false liberal narrative against fracking.
The voice of Dan Woog, he's announcing that he's running for House District 63 to replace Lori Sane, who is term limited. Dan, another quick question. It's a part-time legislature. Yeah. Obviously, you have a real job in the real world. Tell people your professional background and just kind of what you do for what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I've owned a business in Erie since 2008. I do real estate. We do sales, we do residential property management, and we do homeowners association management. So I kind of get a up close and personal look at the businesses around the area and residents and the true measure of, you know, how the economy is doing and what people are looking for when they're moving here from other locations. So I've been very blessed to be in Erie and be a part of its growth and be a part of this great community.
Dan, if somebody wants to get involved with your campaign, House District 63, or learn more about you, where do they go for that information?
Well, my website, which we're just getting launched, it's woogforweldhd63.com, or they can also use woogforweld.com. And there will be information on there. My email's on there and my phone number. So people can certainly reach out that way. There's also going to be a donate now, so I'd love to have campaign contributions rolling in. It's just getting going. I want to get this off on the right foot.
Woog for Weld, W-O-O-G for Weld, .com. Dan Woog announcing his candidacy, House District 63. Dan, congratulations on getting in the race. Thank you for jumping into the arena of public service, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. I just want to finish off and let the voters know that I plan to focus on what's right for the state and, of course, for District 63. And I'm going to definitely oppose and lead the charge against the polis agenda. And equally important, I'm going to challenge our party leadership to stay true to conservative principles. So I appreciate the time. I'd love to be on again. And thanks again. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Dan Woog. I'm pronouncing his name correctly now because I don't want to get in trouble. It's Woog, W-O-O-G, woogforweld.com. Nice guy. Met him face-to-face last night, and it was an honor to meet him and his wife. And Dan Woog, Woog for Weld, House District 63. All right. I went yesterday after the program. I left the studios, and I went up to see Dr. Tom Hecker. Just a quick meeting with him. He was in between a